This is not a Democratic bill. This is the bill that is sent by the President, approved by the Congress, and in a bipartisan way, and we will have to have bipartisanship to pass it.
I believe that we have to get something done. And so if I feel that those are meaningful provisions that provide some constraints on how the Treasury operates, and this is not going to be welfare for Wall Street, then my inclination is to support it.
I'd like to see the details, but hopefully yes, and the outlines that I have read of it, that this is something that all of us will swallow hard and go forward with.
We talked about the economy for 40 minutes, and not once did Senator McCain talk about the struggles that middle-class families are facing every day right here in Virginia and around the country.
You just found the very best and original talk radio broadcasting on the Internet. It's L.A. Talk Radio. We say what we want.
We're getting deja vu all over again as Backtime takes a look at things on the rebound for September 29th. In 1988, the space shuttle made a comeback as Discovery took off on the first manned spaceflight since the Challenger disaster. Magic Johnson announced in 1992 that he would come out of retirement to play for the Los Angeles Lakers. And Hasbro announced that old soldiers never retire, they just get made into action figures. That's because in 1988, they made plans to introduce an action figure of retired U.S. General Colin Powell. That's back time for September 29th. This is your announcer speaking.
It's the Onion Radio News. A vast array of lip balm options paralyzes an area shopper. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Hoping to find some relief for her dry, chapped lips, Walgreens patron Danielle Little was suddenly overcome with indecision early today when confronted with the store's vast, intimidating array of lip balms.
There was this entire wall of stuff. There was Carmex and Chapstick and Bonnie Bell Lip Smackers and the Vaseline Lip Therapy. There was Burt's Beeswax, on and on and on. I did not know what to do.
Immobile for nearly 30 minutes, Little eventually regained enough capacity to narrow her choices down to Blistex Mint, Walgreens Cherry Medicated, and Chapstick Ultra SPF, leaving the store without making any purchase at all. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker.
Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker.
Some are content to stock shelves. Others, merely cashiers. But you, sir, operate the most dangerous machine known to man, the meat slicer.
There's a finger in my olive loaf.
When we ask for a pound of pastrami, Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker, you plop down a pound and a half and say, is a little over okay?
Only if I could pay you a little.
And no one cuts the cheese quite like you.
That cheddar's really sharp, yeah.
So the next time you're holding number 67 and they're calling out number 23, wave your salami in salute to the man who's number one, Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker, a real American hero.
Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker.
Your hairnet just fell into the coleslaw.
And now from high atop the L.A. Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on L.A. Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, September 29.
Hi, Sam.
Good morning, Susie. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm a little sweaty after my bike ride this morning.
Yeah, I know. You look all weird and everything.
Oh, sorry.
But that's okay, but you still managed to look good, which is good.
Well, you know? I got here a little early
you
to put some makeup
natural
on for
beauty.
You.
Oh, thank you very much.
And to powder down the sweat.
So how long did the bike ride take?
Well, it should have taken a little less than it did because it was the first time coming from my new house. And I got a little bit lost this morning.
Really?
Because I've still yet to find a perfect route to get here, and I've taken a different one every day. But so, yeah, San Vicente is a really weird road, and apparently it runs diagonal to everything.
Right, it does.
So I found that out this morning, and yeah, but that's all right. Needless to say, I made it.
And you made it like at the nick of time. I mean, you
No, I got here at 8:30. I was having breakfast downstairs.
Oh, really? Wow. Good for you.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, they have a good breakfast place downstairs.
They do. The little place called Lemonade, except they didn't have any of the lemonade today. So I don't know why.
Yeah.
But they got a great little breakfast special going on with like some eggs and potatoes and sausage or bacon.
Oh, nice. Sounds good.
Yes.
Maybe I'll start having breakfast. You know, I don't eat till 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
I cannot function.
It's crazy. I mean, I do walk around very hungry, but I just never get around to it, you know. But it's bad, huh? You got to have
like
breakfast.
It's like masturbating for me. Like, it's one of the two things that have to happen before I can even, come in here and smile at you.
Yeah. Well, I did take your advice, and I did rub one off this morning.
Excellent, excellent.
And, and I'm feeling all relaxed and everything. In fact, I feel too relaxed. I feel like I'm going to fall asleep or something. You know?
How are we going to get some pep in your step now?
Yeah. Do you remember the movie American Beauty?
That's one of my favorite movies.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine too. And you remember in the beginning, they're showing him in the shower, and he does a narration, and he says, you know, this is how the morning started, and it's downhill from there.
Exactly, exactly.
That's the highlight of the day.
Or in the movie Office Space, you know, when he just spends like all of his afternoon like in the bathroom, and like because there are so many different people working in the office, no one ever notices where he is. There's no accountability, so he just stays in the bathroom and jerks off all day.
Really?
Yeah. And then he actually the two, I think they're called the Teds. The Teds come in and they're kind of at a they're there to manage the business and kind of see, you know, who should get fired. Basically, they're there to fire a bunch of people and to see who's actually doing any work or not. And so everyone has to go in and like say what they actually do every day.
Yeah.
And the main character goes in. He's like, basically, I pretty much get in here. I get here late. Then I hide behind my computer in my cubicle, and then I go in the bathroom and I jerk off for about 3 hours. And the people are sitting there.
What the fuck is wrong with this?
But the people are fascinated. They're like, wow. They're like, you're really honest. Mm-hmm. So you really must be bored with your job. Therefore, they fired everyone else and they gave him a promotion. So sometimes honesty works. I don't know.
I suppose it does, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So you all, did you move your animals by now?
My animals are all moved in, yep. Uh-huh. Which is, it's kind of, I don't know, it's a little bit smaller because my other place was actually like a little bit of an apartment, and this is now they're just in a room.
Right.
But but I don't know, it's working out pretty well so far.
yeah cool. Are you fitting everything in your room?
I am, although I'm a complete idiot. I've got to say, I'm the biggest idiot in the world when it comes down to this. Apparently I have my Venice apartment now for yet another month.
Really?
I thought like once my lease was up on September 30th that was it, that my lease was up and they expected me to move out.
Right.
But apparently it goes automatically to month, and you have to give them 30 days notice.
30 day notice. Wow.
Oops. Yeah, I found that out the hard way.
Really?
Yeah.
So even if the lease is up, you got to tell them that you
that
you've got to extend it?
Yeah. Or really? That you're leaving.
Or that you're leaving.
That you're leaving, yep.
Wow.
So I guess I have another month to get rid of the rest of the crap that's in that apartment, which is good because I have like my kitchen table and couch that I want to sell.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I officially get the Idiot of the Month award.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I haven't received an invoice from here, from the management, for this coming month. And I'm thinking maybe they're thinking we're going to leave at the end of this month. And I can't find the lease, but according to my calculations, we have another month here.
Oh.
You know, so imagine if we have to leave tomorrow.
Oh, no. Well, actually, the security guard downstairs said something to me. He said, oh, so I hear you guys are leaving.
Yeah, I told him, yeah.
All right, I came from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was bummed. I think he likes us.
Yeah, he does. He's probably the only one who does. But that's besides the point. I find many of the security guards here to be very impolite.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I find them all to be extremely delightful.
Yeah, because you're a beautiful woman. That's why. You see, I told you, it opens a lot of doors in life, you know? But you're a guy and there's another guy. If he doesn't have a reason to acknowledge you, he won't.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. And yeah, I find them all to be assholes here. So that's besides the point. You know?
Oh, well, Michael is the exception down there. Michael's really nice.
Yeah, he's really nice.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And you see, he goes the extra mile to be nice.
Yes,
you know,
he does.
Other people are just like, their eyes are always buried in the computer or whatever. You know, always, every time I approach, they turn the other way. You know, so maybe they don't like me. Who knows? You know, maybe they are nice. They just don't like me. Although I don't know why.
What'd you do to these poor people? Jesus.
So hopefully the next place we're moving to, we're not going to have to deal with security or anything. I want to get like sort of a self-contained place, you know.
Exactly.
We don't need all the fucking services here. You know, we're just bothering them.
Mm-hmm.
The hell with them. You know? Yeah, so it'll be like a true radio station.
Have you done any looking out there?
Yeah, I have. And but you know, I don't know that a building like this is the answer again.
Mm.
You know. So yeah, the parking here sucks, you know, and it is out of the way for some people, and it's just, you know, I don't know. It's not easy to get to this building, you know.
No, it's
you
very
can't
difficult.
Like drop by for 5 minutes, you know. It's a whole thing.
Exactly. Even riding my bike here, I mean, I find it kind of difficult, like with all the different one-way streets and everything, and then you kind of get stuck, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I just pulled the asshole move and started riding my bike on the sidewalk. But but that actually didn't work out so well for me today at one point, because I felt like splatter, splatter, splatter. I got shit on by like 6 pigeons.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Whoa, how disgusting.
I know. I like didn't know what it was at first, and then I like touched it, and it was green and radioactive ooze, and I was like, oh, ah!
Yeah, I can see some on your pants.
Yeah, thanks.
Disgusting. You know, but I sometimes wonder how come we don't get shit on more than we do. Because birds are flying you know, overhead all the
apparently
time.
Apparently it's supposed to be good luck. I don't know. My grandmother told me that once upon a time.
That's
she
what
got
they
shit
say.
On at the beach.
I know, but you know what I think? I think it's just to make a person feel good because they just got shit on.
Oh.
So you say it's good luck, you know, so you won't feel all bummed
shitty.
Out about it. Yeah.
I didn't know what to do. I was just kind of like, okay, do I stop and yell at the pigeons and turn around and be like, you fucking asshole pigeons, I hate you.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, no, I'm just going to carry on. speaking of grandmothers, since I just spoke with my grandmother, apparently... You know, she knows I'm doing the radio show, but I've tried to kind of keep it from her
right.
because she is, like, holier than thou and ultra-conservative Catholic. But so I called her and my grandfather over the weekend just to say hi because I haven't spoken to them in a long time. And she's like, oh, so Suzanne, she's like, your Uncle Tom called and he read me your CV, your curriculum vitae or whatever that is.
Yeah,
vitae.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't know I had one. I'm like, okay, like, how did he find this and where did this come from?
Yeah.
But apparently, I don't know, maybe it's my bio that I have on this website.
Yeah.
I have to go back and look at that and see what it says, because apparently she's very disappointed in me for whatever it says.
Really?
And she says, I hope nobody from Emma Willard ever reads what you wrote on that thing. I think I might have said, like, my all-girls lesbian boarding school
yeah.
or something like that. I don't know. I don't have a problem with the way that's phrased.
Yeah.
But apparently my poor Grammy does.
Look, I'm sure they already had time to be disappointed in you.
Oh,
it's probably
thank
not
you.
The first
thank
time.
You. Oh, yes. Wonderful, Sam.
No, I mean, by your own admission.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, again, I try to shield a lot of things from them.
Yeah.
That way,
yeah.
you know, they don't really... I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, family is difficult, you know, but they have to understand, you know. This is this is what Susie does, you know.
So I'm going to have to call my Uncle Tom and curse him out and be like, thank you very much, Uncle Tom, for, like, pointing these things out. Hopefully he did not tell them how to, like, because my grandma said, oh, I tried to find it online, which you know how they are on the computer.
Yeah.
So hopefully she doesn't stumble upon LATalkRadio.com and actually end up listening to the show one day, because that would be devastating.
Yeah.
Oy.
They'll
not
probably
so
show her how to do it. No, but they'll probably want to shield her, too, from it, you know.
Well, I hope so. I'm going to, yeah. you know,
she'll fucking get a heart attack if she hears you.
I know. And, you know, my uncle, like, calls my sister and me because, you know, we found out that my little cousin Alex is getting all these minor in possession tickets for being drunk at, like, 17. And so
really?
He's like, don't tell your grandparents that Alex is getting all these drunk tickets. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm going to call him and be like, you know, fuck you, Uncle Tom. Like,
yeah.
I might just call Grammy and tell her.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know? Start a whole little war.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah.
So I have to tell you what I did on Saturday.
Yeah.
So Friday night, my friends Cameron and Lindsay and I drove to San Diego and spent the night with my cousin Beaver. And then from there, Saturday morning, we went to Mexico and we rode our bikes 50 miles
yeah.
from Rosarito to Ensenada.
And that's what you were going to do and you did.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was totally awesome. It was unbelievable.
Really?
It was so gorgeous.
It wasn't too hot or anything?
Well, not at first. It was actually pretty overcast, and there was a little bit of a marine layer.
Yeah.
But so it was funny because Cameron is a really big biker like me, but his girlfriend Lindsay, not so much. And
yeah.
she basically has a beach cruiser, which is a heavy fucking bike. But so what we didn't know going into this was that it was basically 42 miles up a mountain.
Oh, wow.
An entire mountain, the whole way.
Wow.
I mean, I'm talking starting slowly, inclining, and all of a sudden it's just going up.
Yeah.
And then you get a brief reprieve, and you go down for like a minute, and then it goes up again.
Wow.
And so then you're just kind of like, okay, you know, this is going to be over in a minute, and then it's going to be flat.
Uh-huh.
No, 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 no.
Wow, it stayed hilly like the whole time.
The entire time, except
wow.
the last 8 miles.
Really?
Uh-huh.
But you said you don't mind it, right?
Well,
I mean, you can do it.
I didn't know that I actually had the stamina or the the capability to do that, to go uphill, because I didn't get off my bike and walk once.
Really?
So I was actually really proud of myself.
Wow.
And I finished in the top 20th percentile.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't know why anybody would do that. But and for you, it's like a lot of fun, you know?
It is,
and that's
it is.
That's a nice thing about people, that they're different, you know? They like different things mm-hmm. and stuff. I was thinking about this morning, you know, like some people do like really weird stuff or stuff nobody wants to do, and it's because they're different, you know? I mean, everybody likes something, you know? It's like, for example...
Like the guy we had on the show on Friday.
Yeah, with Charlie's Angels.
Yes.
And stuff. Yeah.
I mean, he's dedicated his life to this. That's amazing.
I know. And, you know, some people benefit from that, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like life and death thing, but it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You know? And, so, you know, and I'm thinking, like, for example, like nurses, you know, mm-hmm. or like these orderlies that work at the retirement homes and stuff, you know. I mean, the stuff that you have to work with and to see and to dip your hands in and stuff, it's like, I salute these people because, you know, at least somebody likes doing that, you know?
Well, I don't think they necessarily like the shitty aspect of it.
But many of them like their job, you know, regardless of what's involved. So,
yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's awesome, you know, because if we were all the same, nobody would be doing that job.
Exactly. You are quite right.
You know, so, okay, so you finally made it to Mexico.
Yeah, so, but so right from the beginning, since Lindsay's not really an avid biker, she made Cameron promise not to leave her. Like, you can't leave my side. And so he's like, okay, I won't leave your side, baby. So right from the start, I got separated by them or from them mm-hmm. because, you know, when those huge hills are coming, I'm not going to get off my bike and start walking. I'm going to pedal my fat ass up the hill.
Yeah.
But so I got separated from them right away, like at mile one. And so then I had the other 49 miles by myself.
Wow.
So I didn't know anyone. Like everyone, like the majority of the people are Hispanic mm-hmm. or not Mexican, you know, over there. Yeah. And so I'm just like, la, 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 la. I didn't bring an iPod. And so I'm all in my own little world.
So you got there way before they did.
I finished like 3.5 hours before they did.
Wow.
Which gave me time to get to the... Oh, and then you could drink the whole way. They had margarita stops for $1 margaritas the whole
really?
Way and, you know, beer the whole way, which was totally awesome. So I was just getting drunk and riding my bike up the hill. But then the marine layer burned off, and then I was like, at one point, I'm like, I'm really going to puke. I'm like, this might not have been a good idea to be chugging margaritas
yeah.
at like mile 10.
Now, do you put a lot of sunscreen on and stuff when
I put zero sunscreen on, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, do you cover yourself?
No.
No?
No.
But you're not burned or anything. How can that be?
I never put sunscreen on.
Yeah.
My nose is a little red.
Well, I don't see it, but I mean, but still, I mean, being in the sun for so many hours,
mm-hmm.
Susie, I mean, that doesn't make... I don't think you went to Mexico.
No, I really did. Actually, we got stuck at the border. You're lucky I made it back because we took a bus back, like one of those huge buses where, I don't know, they've got like a bathroom in the back.
Oh.
And so everyone was wasted at the end, and we had to go meet this bus to get our ride back to San Diego. And we got stuck at the border because some dumbass brought drugs on the bus.
Really?
Yeah, and the bus got searched. And so
we
all had to get off the bus, and then we had to go through like the x-ray machines and everything.
Yeah.
And as soon as they told us we had to get off the bus, the smart person left their drugs on the bus.
Really?
That way they couldn't pinpoint it on any one person.
Yeah.
But our bus almost got confiscated.
So, now, but let me ask you this now. So, I mean, if they take their time searching like almost every car or every bus, there must be some huge traffic jams there, right?
There were. I mean, it took us, I don't know, less than 2 hours to get there from San Diego on the bus over to Rosarita.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took us, I think, 7 hours to get back.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was pretty...
Yeah, that's a long time.
But luckily, I was so drunk I passed out.
Yeah.
I'm the strange guy sitting next to me because Cameron and Lindsay were in one seat and then I was in a seat by myself. And so I'm like, all right. I ended up getting a whole back massage on the bus ride. It was great.
Really?
By this guy from Newport Beach.
Yeah. He was sitting next to you?
Yes.
And he gave you a massage.
Great hands. He had such good hands.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, do you mind if I put my head on your shoulder? And he's like, no. And then finally I was like, do you mind if I put my head on your lap? And he's like, no. And then typical guy, he gets wandering hand syndrome. Mm-hmm. Like he probably thought I was going to give him a blowjob on the bus.
Well, excuse me. I mean, what woman comes to you and says, can I put my head on your lap?
I just rode my bike 50 miles up the goddamn mountain. You know, I'm drunk. I'm exhausted. I want to put my head on his lap.
Yeah, but people don't do that, Susie.
Why not?
Because they don't.
I was tired. It was comfortable.
But so, it doesn't happen.
I mean, when
it does, you think she wants to fuck you.
I definitely think he thought something was going to happen.
Well, duh, you know.
It cracked me up, though. Because, like, I started with my head on his shoulder, and then it was a little bony. And so I moved down to his lap, which became a little bony as well. pun intended.
Yeah.
But But no, seriously, then he started getting the wandering hand syndrome, and he just started rubbing my shoulder. He's like, oh, your shoulder's so tense. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, wow, you've got strong lats. What do you do? Is that all from bike riding? I'm like, no, I used to row crew. You know, and so then he's got his hand, like, halfway by my boob. And then he, like, starts to reach in for the grab and the cup. And I'm like, I'm like, let go. No, no.
Really?
And then he was like, oh, really? I'm like, yes, really. Don't touch. You can give me a nice massage, but that's it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like, let me really turn you on. Put my head on your lap, but you can't fucking do anything.
Nope.
You know?
Oh, and to
shows you how women control the sex.
And to make...
so thoroughly.
And to make matters much worse, so right when the bus started taking off from Ensenada, they had, like, a microphone in the bus, and some drunken idiot gets up and starts singing, like, Coco Cabana,
oh,
you know, and, like, making it into karaoke, only without the music, and so everything's, like, off pitch and, you know, not in key. And so there's this little Asian girl who grabs the mic, and she actually had a decent voice, but she was wasted too. So she's, like, standing on the seats, and everyone in the back of the bus where I was like, shut up! Jesus Christ! You know, we're all, like, grown adults on this bus, and no one knows each other for the most part.
Wow.
And so I finally was like, all right, you guys at the back of the bus, you want me to go up there and sing a little song, and then I'll cut the mic? And they were like, yeah, for God's sake, can you actually sing? And I was like, yeah, I can sing.
Yeah.
They were like, all right, get up there and sing something. So I get up there and I sing, I touch myself. And I literally, like, I get down on my knees on the bus in front of, like, some random stranger. And I'm like, I'd do anything for you. And the guy, like, having the guy, like, by the collar of his shirt. And he's like, hey, oh. So all the guys in the bus were like, I got a standing ovation. Then the Coco Cabana guy, like, calls me back up to the front. Like, he's like, where'd she go? Come back. I'm like, no more fucking karaoke. Everyone's done. But so that's when I went and sat down in my seat, and the guy was like, oh, yeah, you can put your head on my lap.
Yeah.
So I sang that song, and then imagine what he really was thinking.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, so next time, just mount the fucking guy and then tell him he can't touch you. You might as well.
No. I got everything I wanted out of it.
I'm sure.
I'm a very selfish little girl.
Yeah.
What can I say?
But you realize you really teased the shit out of him.
At the time, I didn't really think about it, but then actually you came into my mind, and I was like, I remember what Sam says. You're like my little, like, I don't know, my little angel on my shoulder, my little devil. Remember what you're doing to this poor boy, Susie.
Yeah,
remember what's going
are.
Through his head.
Yeah, he's tortured.
Because I usually only think of what's going through my head, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got to understand. I mean, some guys, it's hard enough for them just to look at a beautiful woman, but then to be teased and with it going nowhere is pretty tough, you know?
True. Yeah.
I'm sure he had blue balls the whole fucking ride home, you know?
Aww.
Oh.
I did meet another guy when I was there, when I was waiting at the finish line. I was so hungry, so I found, like, you know, this huge cheeseburger place, and I had my beer. And I was waiting for them at the finish line. I met another pretty cute guy. He lives in Whittier, California. Do you know where that is?
It's somewhere around here, yeah.
Okay.
It's not too far.
But he was Mexican, too. And then since I had lost my friends, I didn't know where the bus was, and so I was completely lost. And so he took it upon himself to be my personal tour guide, because he's been to the area many times before.
Mm-hmm.
But so he bought me a slingshot.
A slingshot?
I didn't have any money left, and I left my credit card in my friend's backpack.
Uh-huh.
And so all those poor little Mexican kids are running around. They're like, chiclets, and they want to sell
you
the gum.
Remember I told you that?
I know.
Now you know.
I had to buy the gum. So I bought some gum, and I also got a slingshot.
What are you doing with the slingshot?
I don't know, but I think it would be really fun to, like, just walk around with it hanging out of my back pocket like Dennis the Menace.
I know. That was awesome. I used to love those. We made our own when
really?
We were kids, yeah.
I've never used one before.
Oh, it's the best, you know.
I mean,
we used to fucking shoot birds with that, you know.
Oh, that's so mean.
Yeah, I know. Well, we'd always miss, so that's
aww.
Fine.
But the worst thing I ever did was with a potato gun. We used to shoot sheep.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't kill them, you know. It
yeah,
would just
no,
kind of...
a sheep wouldn't feel it anyway.
No, especially if they're full of their fleece.
Yeah.
But we would shoot the paint guns and the potato guns at the sheep. Poor creatures.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I have my slingshot, and I'm going to put it in my pocket and ride my bike around, and if a car gets in my way, watch out.
Yeah.
I'll take its window out.
So what kind is it, like the plastic one? With
no,
the...
it's a handmade wooden one.
Wooden one?
Yeah.
Really? Nice.
Apparently it's a,
yeah,
it's a real hardcore.
That's how you used to make them, yeah. Yeah, you'd have to find a certain... piece of the branch, you know,
mm-hmm.
that kind of like branches out into two.
Into
yeah,
the
like
arch,
a V. Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
So that was my fun weekend.
Yeah. What about Franz? Did he have fun here on Friday?
Oh, yes. Yeah, he had a good time.
Yeah.
I think he was still so horrified and shocked that his mom called in and was listening.
I know. He was like a deer caught in the headlights.
I know.
Wow.
His dad's probably listening right now.
Yeah.
Because today's their last day here. Franz is going back to New York tonight.
That's true. Oh,
I cried. Sad. I cried literally all day yesterday.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
No,
I'm not in love.
I don't know.
Well, that's nice. It's nice.
No, it's not nice. I'm sad.
Yeah, but now you're going to appreciate it more, you see?
No, well, I don't know. I want him to appreciate me more.
Yeah.
I don't think he even cares.
No?
No.
Well, then why is he still around?
I don't know. Because he's lazy and he's too lazy to find another girlfriend.
Taking advantage, you think?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I think he might literally be too lazy to find another girlfriend.
Yeah. I think in every relationship, always one person is more in love than the other. Do you think that? I mean, I don't think it's easy to have like an equal love there, you know?
I don't know.
No? You don't see that?
I mean, in my relationships, I've typically, it's always been kind of one-sided.
Yeah.
You know, and it's usually mutual at first.
Right.
You know, we get swept up in the attraction, and then we're both just like head over heels in love, and then, you know, I kind of, you know, lose interest, and then, I don't know, or you get comfortable in it, and I don't know.
Yeah.
But the guys usually just stay way more in love.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yes. They become impossible to get rid of.
Really?
Oh, God. I've told you this before. Then I try and do awful things to make them leave, and then they never do. It's like, what else do I have to do to you to make you understand?
And then you come across as a bitch.
I'm done! And then they think I'm just hormonal, and I'm like, no!
Hormonal.
No, seriously, they use that as an excuse. Oh, honey, you're just hormonal. I'm like, no, I'm not!
Yeah.
I really hate you! I cheated on you 12 times last week with 12 different people. Oh, my God.
And they'll still stick around.
They still do. Oh, you're just hormonal.
Yeah. It's that magic you have, Susie.
Oh, God.
What can I tell you? Our phone number, 323-203-0815. I always forget to mention it.
I always forget what our phone number is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't need to know it, do you?
I don't know. It would be nice to give out to people.
Yeah.
With our business cards that we don't have.
So on the drive back home, did Franz say anything about the appearance here?
No, I mean, he liked it. He thought everything was really cool.
Yeah. I figured we treat him nice. I mean, why not?
My Franzy?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
What do you think of him in the studio?
He seemed reluctant to talk. You know, then he opened up a little bit, but he seemed sort of like he wasn't sure he wanted to be here.
He didn't really have a choice.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I made him come.
I know, and it came across as that.
Yeah. That's kind of the way things are always with us. I make him do everything.
Yeah.
Or else he would have still been in bed if he had had it his way.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you tell him.
I know, I do.
But you want any more?
Oh. Sad Susie. He's going to the airport at 10:30 tonight after my biology class.
Okay, so what are you feeling? I mean, you feeling a sense of loss or something? Or
I don't know. I guess there are just too many changes going on right now in my life. You know, I still haven't, like, settled into, like, my whole new roommate situation. I mean, she's great. She's crazy, but she's great.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm used to, like, just being in my own space and having my own comfort zone and then knowing that he's going to be there. And I don't know. Now I kind of feel like I'm a little bit more alone.
Mm.
So.
Yeah. But you got plenty of friends and you always meet people.
I know, but it's different than, like, having friends and having someone to cuddle with.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I guess I can cuddle with my friends.
Yeah. You've got cats. You can cuddle with your cats.
Yeah.
You know.
But I only have the cats for, like, another 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe even
less. What do you think? I mean, he's going to be gone for, what, 3 months?
No. Actually, it's only going to be, like, 6 weeks or 7 weeks.
6 weeks. Okay. Yeah. So you think you can weather that and wait for him?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out.
Well, I kind of want you to make a prediction because I want to hold you to it after the 6 weeks.
Oh, boy.
I'm putting my bets on there. I mean, if you did shit while he was here, you'll do shit when he's not.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so.
No, huh?
I think if I do, I will, you know, I think we should at least, like, we're gonna have to have a discussion.
Yeah.
You know, if he hooks up with someone in New York, you know, I'm not going to tell him that's fine by any means.
Right.
But, you know, before, like, we hook up again, I would like to know. Because that's always, like, my big thing. Mm. It's like, you know, the one time we were broken up, which is when he went and slept with that other girl, the virgin, you know, right when we got back together again, I asked him, I was like, you know, did you sleep with anyone else, like, while we were broken up? And he's like, no, no, no. Swore up and down, left and right. No, 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 no. Fine. So I believed him. Then we slept together again. And then I find out the next day that he lied about it. Mm. And so I'm just like, ah! Then you feel so betrayed. Yeah. You know, that's kind of why you just feel so shitty about the whole thing. And so I don't understand why guys always feel the need to lie about it. You know, I'm very, very understanding.
Well, why would you tell anybody about this? I mean, obviously, it's not something you'd be
happy
with.
Well, I don't know. Like, you want to know, like, if you slept with someone for your own personal safety, for, like, you know, STDs and for, you know, you just want to know.
Yeah, well, people don't do that. And I don't think it's only guys either. I don't think a woman is going to go and cheat and then come back to you and say, hey, I slept around. You know, doesn't happen.
Well, I told him when I made out with the other boy.
Yeah. But you guys are both crazy. You're not normal.
Thank you.
Normal people don't do that, you see?
Yeah.
I don't think, unless you caught him, I don't think he would have admitted anything. And secondly, you didn't seem to care because you moved on.
Yeah, good
you
point.
Know? Yeah.
And he also doesn't like telling me because he knows I get jealous and I'll hold it above his head.
Yeah.
Like I always do. And then I don't trust him. And then I go through his phone all the time. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, what's this mean? Oh, yeah, well, what's that mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, really? So what's going to happen now? I guess I just need to grow up and stop doing that. Or maybe the relationship is not as productive as it should be. But we all know
well,
that.
Yeah, you'll have time to work on it now.
I know.
Plenty of time to
think. I
guess
time will be the test. Yeah. The true test. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you my prediction. Franz and I are going to stay together.
You're going to stay together?
Yes. We're both going to be
one
faithful.
Of you, yeah?
I have one my of spies you. In New York.
Okay. So neither one of you is going to do anything.
No.
That's what you predict.
Yes.
Well, more power to you. I hope you're right.
Thank you.
Yeah, because, I mean, I can tell you're happy with this relationship, and you might as well stay in it while you want to.
Thank you, thank you. You know. I'm going to have to go get a new vibrator because mine broke.
Yeah, it did, huh?
My main one. I mean, I've got backups, but it's just not the same.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely not.
Okay. Well, I'd buy you one, but I don't think my wife would like that very much. Even
probably
as a
not.
Gift.
Be like, she really needs it, or else she's going to be just all a mess every day when she comes in.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell her.
No, I know. I don't. In fact, wait a minute. I'm trying to remember. Oh, when I went to one of the sex shows, I did bring something.
Back for your wife?
No, not for my wife. It was for the previous co-host.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So she wasn't happy about that. But it was something that they gave me like... I don't even remember what it was.
Oh, come on. You got to remember.
No, I don't remember, really. I can't remember what it was. A vibrator? No. I don't think so. It was something. Okay? And, yeah, well...
How do you not remember what it is?
I don't. I mean, I'm trying to remember what the fuck it was. But,
A vibrating cock ring?
No.
Kegel balls?
No, it wasn't balls either. I don't know what the hell it was.
Hmm.
Never mind.
Oh, well.
Yeah, if you can't remember, you can't remember. You know?
Your wife really got mad at you, though?
Yeah, she didn't like it.
she was just jealous that she didn't get it.
Yeah, she didn't like it very much.
Oh,
no. No, I got her stuff, too, you know. But yeah, she didn't think it was appropriate. So, hey, it's radio, you know. We do shit.
Yeah, good point, good point. Oh, poor wifey. Yeah, I gave Franz a present yesterday that I got back in Boston that a friend of mine gave me. Yeah. An older gentleman friend gave me.
And what is that?
A magic pill.
A magic pill?
Yes.
Is it blue?
Well, no, it's not Viagra. It's a Cialis.
A Cialis, okay.
So that one's kind of brown.
Yeah. And why do you need it?
Well, we don't, but it makes for a marathon.
Yeah.
So, and I wanted to have marathon sex yesterday.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So I made him eat the pill. I was like, eat it! Yeah. Eat it! And apparently he was only supposed to eat half of it because it was like a double dose. And I was like, eat the whole thing!
Yeah.
Solid!
And he's walking around with a hard on all day. I know, it's funny because I took those a couple times. And, you know, just because I was taking some medication that was affecting that. But at any rate,
do you really just walk around with a hard on all day?
Yeah. If you, I mean, not everybody and not all the time, but you could, yeah.
Because he said he could control it. He was like, I have to think about it or not, or I have to decide if I'm going to let you, you know, get a rise out of me.
Yeah. Well, that depends, you know, depends. Yeah. Why, is he experienced with it? Has he taken them before?
He took an herbal one once before.
Mm. Did those work?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he said it was like a Chinese Viagra.
Really?
I don't know, it was pretty interesting. He's going to kill me for talking about this.
No, but I mean, it's not shameful at all, you know, I mean, it's just
fun.
Yeah.
Especially, I don't know, when you're young and fun, it's like, all right, let's see how long we can make it stay up.
Yeah. But you know what I found is the erection is not the same. I mean, it's a hard erection and everything, but there's not as much sensation as...
For the guy?
Yeah. As when you don't take it, for sure. And you know what I used to have, like when I took it, and it's like what happens, everything became white when I was looking at it, you know? It's
Wait, kind your of dick like, became white?
Not my dick. My like everything where I was looking, okay, my eyes like were affected by it.
Oh,
yeah,
that doesn't sound good.
No, but I heard there was some side effects like that it affects your vision or something. You know,
that's really shady.
I know. That's why I don't fucking take it.
Keep your eyes closed.
You know? Yeah. There's other things that can help. You know, fuck pills.
I know.
So
no, but it made for a good time. It was quite nice.
I'm sure. And then, so how long was the marathon?
Oh, I don't know. I lost track of time. But then at one point, I don't know, our neighbors, because this was in my studio still in Venice.
Right.
But at one point, his dad like walked to the door and the window was like wide open.
Oh, God.
Oh, I know. It was really embarrassing. I mean, I actually don't really care because his dad's really cool. And it's like, obviously, his dad knows we're sleeping together.
Yeah. But you don't want him walking in on you, you know? I mean, that's not...
No, he walked by the window and he stopped right at the door. And Franz was going down on me at the time. Uh-huh. And like, you're kind of eye level at the window and the crack that it's open. Uh-huh. And I hit him on the head. And I was like, hey, I was like, your dad's here. And I think his dad heard me like whisper that. Because then he didn't even like... I saw the knob turn and then I saw it turn back and I just saw him walk the other way.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Can you imagine your... well, he's not your father-in-law, okay? But your boyfriend's dad walking in on you when you've been eaten?
No.
Oh, my God, man.
Franz's face turned so red at the time. He was like, uh-oh. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, he doesn't really care, you know? Like, obviously, he knows we're screwing around. But Franz is like, it's not like my brother.
Yeah, but why would you leave the window open?
Because it gets really hot in there if you don't.
I know. You don't have an air conditioner?
No.
Oh, wow.
Terrible. I have no temperature control in that apartment. Well, my dad told me I did when he came in. He's like, you have an air conditioner unit and a heater unit, but I can't figure out how to turn the damn thing on. I'm telling you. So I went an entire year without turning on the heat or the air conditioning. I just keep the windows either open or closed, depending if it's hot or cold.
Rather than just ask the landlord how to use it?
I don't know. That would be too difficult. I don't know.
I suppose.
But yeah, so not only did his father quasi walk in on us yesterday, but all of the neighbors, they always get a good show. Yeah. And we have new neighbors now, so it's always fun to try and see if we can really impress them.
Wow.
I just love opening the door like right afterwards when my hair's all in like a fuck knot, and I'm like about to get the mail, and I'm like, hi. I'm like, oh, really? Oh, yeah, I'm Susie. Oh, nice to meet you, Jimmy. Welcome to the neighborhood. Oh, man. Those are the good old days.
Yeah. Well, let's take a little break.
On that note.
Yeah. We'll take a little break and we'll be back right after this.
If you're fed up with lame, uninspired talk radio, tune in to LA Talk Radio for irreverent, entertaining, and cool talk.
That I have.
crushed by the worry of knowing when to act. You're smarter than ever. I'll stand and take the flag. With each push I can stumble further down the track.
Song.
Was it? Yeah, it's like 5.5 minutes, I guess.
Oh,
well. Give us some time to regroup here.
I know.
So I guess at the top of the news, what everybody's talking about is Heather Locklear, right?
I know.
Like, it's really important, but
I don't know why that's so shocking. I mean, you just expect to see all like the young little starlets that are out club hopping, getting pulled over for, you know, DUIs, but not her.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, she's not that young, you know. I mean, you would think she probably doesn't do this shit
well,
anymore.
That's why, you know? That's why it's so surprising.
Yeah.
But apparently they say that she was likely to be under the influence of prescription medication.
Oh. She was stopped for driving erratically, I guess. So
maybe she was on a lot of prescription medication and had a glass of wine, which completely just fucks you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow. I remember that kind of happened to me this summer. My whole family was in town for a wedding, mm-hmm. and I was so sick with a head cold. And so the day before, I had taken, like, you know, Benadryl didn't work, you know, Tylenol cold didn't work. Yeah. I tried everything, like, individually. Mm-hmm. But so then on the day of the wedding, I was like, I really don't want to be sick, so I took one of everything. So I took, like, 8 different pills. And then I got there, and my sister said, Susie, do not drink if you're on all this medication. Like, what are you? You're insane.
Yeah.
And so one glass of wine
and
later,
you're like, I'll have none of that.
I know. So mixing any kind of drug with alcohol, you know, unless you're doing it purposely for that special effect. Oh, so poor Heather.
Yeah. Lethal combination. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense with the, because I guess she did check into
a rehab for anxiety and depression.
Yeah, last year, right? So there you go with self-medication, you know.
Mm. I can't believe Scarlett Johansson got married. I just read about that, too.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she and Ryan Reynolds. Mm. I actually don't know who he is.
Yeah, I don't either, but apparently he's semi-famous or something.
Well, they got married in Vancouver, my favorite place in the world.
Uh-huh.
And it says the wedding guests included her mother and brother.
That's it?
That's it. That's apparently all we get. And it also says here that Lindsay Lohan's dad, Michael, is the crazy one in the family, and that her father has her so freaked out that she's now getting an order of protection to keep him away.
Yeah. Well, we know that. I mean, they're definitely not getting along, and he's trying to cash in on her fame and stuff, you know. But I think he's an asshole, you know. I don't know about her mom.
Her mom...
Her mom's probably not that great either. I mean, she's writing that book. Oh, no, that's...
No, that's Britney's
Spears.
Mom.
Yeah. I get confused.
I think Lindsay's mom is way worse.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
She's just and trying to promote her youngest daughter now and the way she's going about doing it.
Yeah.
Poor little kid. She needs to go to school. I mean, she's not the sharpest pencil in the box.
No, I guess not.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah. So, going back to Heather Locklear, so I guess they're suspecting DUI, but it's not official, you know. So we don't know what the hell went on there. But, you know...
How do they have a suspected DUI? I mean, either it is or it isn't.
Because maybe they didn't... do a test on her right there and then? I don't know. Maybe they just haven't released that information yet.
Hmm.
You know, because I think the reports are still based on witnesses. I don't know if there's anything official, you know.
Oh, is that how
but,
that what it is?
Yeah. But we always end up talking about Heather Locklear. We were just talking about it the other day.
I know.
Okay, never mind. All right, so go on. There was something else there. I know. Did you? You probably didn't. I don't know why I'm asking you, but did you watch the debate on Friday night?
I didn't watch it, but I listened to it in the car.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Well, that's more than I did, so forgive me for assuming you didn't.
Haha.
Yeah. So, was it interesting?
Well, the most part, I was getting ready to leave for San Diego, too, and so I was, like, running around getting all my errands done. So, I only listened to, I don't know, probably half an hour of it, and most of it was with Obama saying that he wants to put more troops in Afghanistan as opposed to, you know, McCain.
Yeah.
Saying that we've got to, if we do that, we've got to go about it doing it the same way that we've been doing it with Iraq.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There's no, it seems like there's no commitment to Afghanistan, you know. It's like we went there and it's sort of like it's been forgotten, you know, and we're concentrating on Iraq all the time. And But there's got to be a way to get the fuck out of there.
I know.
You know? There's
got
to be a way. And I don't think McCain's the one to do it.
Definitely.
You know? I don't. So, and also I guess they passed the bill in Congress for that $700 billion bailout. So we'll see what the hell's going to happen there, you know.
Obviously I don't understand it, but it's still pretty scary just thinking about it.
Yeah, it is, you know, but I got to tell
where
you
is
that
money? We don't have that money just laying around. We don't.
Well, the government does have it, but it's not like it has it to spend, you know. It's sort of like if you had $100 but you can't really spend it on something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you're saving it for something else. So, but the thing is, I think the problem is with the word bailout, you know, because when you think of that thing, then you're thinking, okay, so they're taking our money and they're going to help out these companies. But the reality is that if we're helping the economy by helping these companies, you know, and so it's a big thing. It's not just about helping a couple of losers get back on their feet. So I don't know what's going to happen from there, but we'll see. But you know, the election is very close. I mean, it's November 5th. Yeah,
it's right around
it's
the corner.
There. I'm telling you, fuck! I didn't realize how quickly
it's 2 months away.
Yeah,
I mean November. Mm-hmm. It sounds so far, but like that's
well,
2 months.
It's not 2 months. It's a month. I mean, yeah. I mean, we're at the end of September.
That's a month away already. Oh
yeah.
My god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Shit.
I know.
I thought we had 2 months to go.
No.
Wow.
We have a month.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
Are you going to be voting this year?
I vote every year.
Really?
Or every election.
And you voted
vote.
For Bush twice?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck you. if you vote Republican again, find another radio station.
I might not tell you who I'm voting for this time then. How's that?
No, you can vote for whoever you want. I just figure, you know, whoever people vote for, that's who they deserve, you know?
I don't know. I really like Palin.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, she's... Look, if McCain dies, and there's a high likelihood that he will, because he's pretty old...
There's not a high likelihood that he will. He'll be fine.
You don't know that.
Okay. You know, Obama can get hit by a train tomorrow and die.
That's true.
Anything can happen.
But we're talking about probability here, which you're learning
about. I don't
want
to talk about probability. I was reading about it last night for like 2 hours while Franz was packing up his life into a bag. His whole life into one bag, and I'm reading my probability.
Yeah.
Ah! So shut up. Fine. No, go ahead.
Yeah, so he could die, and then she would take over as president, and
I think she'd be grand.
Okay, well, you have no fucking clue. I mean, I don't think she's got very... you know what? Okay, let's have her on and...
have her on our show.
No, have her on as president, you know? Yeah. I'm giving you a hard time. I don't know why.
I know, just like to.
Yeah, I'm a little irritated this morning, and I don't know why, you know? I'm just...
It's a beautiful day out
there.
Yeah,
but I walked in the office, and I mean, the studio here, and it was like a mess. People leave... shit, like, you know, on the floor and lying around, and they can't pick up their cups and stuff. So when I come in here and I see that,
no, I know exactly how you feel. I used to get the same way. Like, I guess it's different now that Franz and I are kind of living separately. But when we were living together on a daily basis, if I come home and there are cups lying all over the place, the dishes aren't done. Like, you know, people just aren't really respectful sometimes of other people or their things, and it really just kind of drives me nuts and up a wall. And that will instantly just put me from being in the best mood in the world into being a miserable fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Get out of my way.
I know. And it's like the same with if someone drops something or they throw something on the ground or let's say they spill something or whatever and not pick up after themselves. It's like, really makes me mad because it's like you expect that somebody else is going to pick up your shit, you know? And that's terrible, you know. I mean, that's why they have a law to pick up dog shit and stuff like that. And I think people should pick up after
that's
themselves.
That's the worst.
Everything.
Don't even get me started on dog shit and people that don't pick it up. Oh, my God. Franz's dad even yesterday was like, oh, you know, I was sitting here on the couch and I had the door open and some lady walks by with her dog and he just took a crap right there, right next to your doorstep. And I was like, well, did she pick it up? And he was like, nope. And I was like, well, did you say anything? And he was like, nah, I figure we're moving out tomorrow. I was like, you know what I would have done if that were me and I'd watched this happen? Uh-huh. I probably wouldn't have thought about this like at that moment. I probably would have gone out and screamed at her, you know, pick it up, lady. But next time anything like that happens, or I see someone like pick or don't pick up their shit, I'm going to go and I'm going to pick it up in a bag.
Yeah.
And I'm going to follow them.
Yeah.
And I'm going to follow them until they get back to their house. And I'm going to like smear it all over their door.
There you go. You know, that's a good idea. That's a great fucking idea.
Seriously. I can't tell you how many times like I've walked like around my neighborhood at night or I run out the door like in my socks for some reason. And you know, you come really close to stepping in shit.
Yeah.
And it's just awful and unnecessary and it just pisses me right off.
Yeah.
You had to bring that up. but I swear to God, next time that happens, I'm going to pick up that shit and I'm going to follow that person home.
Yeah.
I'm going to shove it in their face if it comes down to that.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of dog shit? Please give us a call. 323 203-0815.
I take it we don't have a guest today.
We did. And they fucking flaked out.
You know what?
Something came up, Susie. You see, they're coming to a fucking radio station. They're extremely enthusiastic about it, extremely thrilled, and then they just throw it away, you know, and fuck that.
You know what? I'm going to have to actually cut you off from making guests.
Okay.
You're not allowed anymore.
All right. Then let's give you that responsibility. How is that?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And you can surprise me with guests every day.
Okay.
Okay. I'll send you the email. You can send them the directions and everything. And
perfect.
If you want, I'll run the ad also, and you can just handle that.
You know what we should do? What we should do is we should get like... like I have Gmail and stuff. Mm-hmm. They've got like a calendar, and like you can look at my calendar, and I can look at, you know, you can make your calendar public.
Okay, yeah.
We should do that. Maybe we should just start doing double guests and have like two guests on per day, and have them on for half an hour.
Yeah.
And if one of them shows up, they show up, and if one doesn't, and if not, we'll have like a little round table going on.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, because it's fucking bullshit, you know. It really is.
I know.
You know, I mean, you plan on them and everything being here, and they take up a spot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Yeah. Live radio for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I think we're having a lot of fun, so that's important.
No, I agree.
You know? It's really cool. So, we'll see. You know, I mean, you know, about the move, I'm like really trying to figure out where we're going to move to and stuff, so. But I figure wherever we are, it's going to be far for you, because you live like on the west side, right? I mean, do you live like on this side of the 405 or towards the beach? You're like east of the 405, right? Because
I am slightly east of the 405 by like 3 miles.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you'll be close. I mean, if we did it in the valley here somewhere, it'd be very close for you. Closer than it is now.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah.
But if you do it in the valley, getting guests to come down there is going to be miserable.
No, most people are coming from there, and not like at the end of the valley, but like Studio City or something, which is like, you know, 5 minutes from here.
Okay.
10 minutes. All right, we got a phone call. Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's calling? Hello.
Shalom.
Yes. Are we there?
Anybody there?
I just like to play with this shit.
Yeah, they hang up?
I don't know what they did. But no, they're just sitting there. Lately, we've been having some, not us, but the whole station has been having some weird callers. I don't know what the hell's going on.
What kind of weird callers?
I don't know. People just calling and don't have anything to say.
Heavy breathers.
Not that, but nothing to say or stupid questions and shit, you know.
Or they don't have like a specific focus point.
Yeah.
Kind of like me.
No.
ADD call. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess we've got to have ADD listeners if we're kind of like the ADD show, you know.
Yeah. We are, huh? We jump from one thing to the other. No problem.
We definitely do.
No problem at all.
So tell me about your weekend.
It would take me exactly 60 seconds to wrap it up. But
you need to start doing some fun things.
I know,
you can have more fun things to talk about.
I know.
About.
You can imagine how irritated my wife is. You know, she came back. We haven't really gone out or anything.
Take your wife out for some goddamn dinner.
But I'm telling you, a few more days, you know, Robert will be into everything, and then I can take some time off.
I thought we were supposed to have him on as a guest.
That's true. I totally fucking forgot about it. No, wait a minute. No. Oh, were we?
Yes. Okay. You told me you were going to.
Yeah, but then I realized, you know, he has to come here in the evening, plus he works now. He got a job, so he can't come in the morning anyway. But yeah, to promote this, we have Robert, who's joined the station. He calls himself Mr. R for his show, and he's got a nightly show at 9 o'clock called the What's Hot
at 9
Radio
o'clock?
Show. Yeah, 9 o'clock at night. Let's see. I think that person's calling again. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Sam. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Mo. How are you?
Hi, Mo.
Oh, shalom. Happy New Year. Happy...
Havanagila.
Yeah.
Yes, happy...
You say Shana Tova.
And happy New Year to all the Jewish people in Los Angeles, California.
It is New Year's Eve for the Jewish people today, I forgot.
Especially Israel, too. And so, how are you, everybody?
Mo, where have you been? We haven't talked to you in a while.
I know, because of, you know, there was some technical difficulties, as you know.
With the radio.
So yeah. I was unable to connect, to hear you guys. So, great shows like always, and, you know, it's excellent shows you guys have from morning to night. I mean, and...
we're going to add even more shows, Mo. We're going to have another channel. Can you handle it? Will you be able to listen to everything?
Yeah, if you do, yeah, sure. I will be. Then I will be have to monitor both. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And then your wife's going to throw you out the house for listening to the radio.
I know.
All day.
She's already is in process. Yeah. Already.
She's like, aww. What have you got with this radio
the process
station?
It's already started. Just kidding.
Mo, tell me something. Is there something coming up with Iran or something we need to know about?
Oh, yeah, actually, what is going on, the preparation for bombing of Iran is in complete process, pretty much. The name of the operations is going to code name Attack Without Contact. And the name of the operation, code name Attack Without Contact.
Okay.
It's the name of the operations that is going to be done by United States of America and possibly Israel also, or Israel will not do anything, let the USA take care of the issue. And basically what they're going to use Tomahawk Cruise.
Did you say use Tom Cruise?
No, I think
Tomahawk Cruise.
Oh.
It did sound like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I know. Sending Tomahawk Cruise to 10,000 target inside Iran.
Mission Impossible 4.
I know, yeah, you're right. Inside the terrorist government of Iran, and then basically, and then also they're using high altitude aeroplanes, and they're going to use the GDPA.
Mo, where are you getting this information from?
Yeah, he's got inside information. I mean, you even know the name of the operation. Sorry, Mo.
Well, I'm a kind of agent too. I mean, the Mossad agent, just kidding. But I get my information from reliable sources.
Do you have a psychic? Do they care that you're giving this information out to the world?
No, it's readily available everywhere, I think. Mo, you're with us. I think he disappeared. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, there he is.
I just hung up on him. I thought he was gone. Mo, call back, please. At any rate, what was I just going to say? I was going to say something.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom Cruise. Can you imagine we bomb him with a Tom Cruise?
That's what I thought he was saying.
I know. Bomb Iran with a Tom Cruise. turn all the Muslims into Dianetics.
Oh, no. Oh, God. That would be awful.
Yeah. Can you imagine the whole country of Iran and Dianetics?
Oh, God. Have you read anything about the Dianetics?
No.
Or the Dianetics.
Yeah, that's the Bible. I mean, what are they called?
Scientologists.
Scientologists, yeah.
The weirdo freaks.
The Dianetics is their Bible,
mm-mm,
written by a science fiction guy. But, I realized what I wanted to say is, there's Mo again. Hey, Mo, sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. I know. I have also technical problem from my end, too, so it's all right. Okay. No problem.
Yeah.
And Novosti, the Russian newspaper, has written about last week about the final preparation is done. So it's a matter of time whether they do it before election or after elections. And right now we have a mess in our hand with the JP Morgan purchase Washington Mutual. As I was keep telling you guys, Washington Mutual is going to go under. A couple of months ago, I was on the top of it. And also, today we saw that Citibank bought Wachovia Bank,
yes,
too. Mm-hmm. And then all this means more layoffs, more people are going to go out of jobs. And then also we have 700 billion bailout of our taxpayer money, which is supposed to be used for our infrastructure of this beautiful land. They are trying to get it and use it to bail out AIG, which is not our business to do so.
Yeah, but what if it helps the economy? I mean, you know, helping these companies will definitely help the economy and help stimulate it, you know. We can't afford to lose these big institutions, you know. It's going to, yeah. Mo?
But actual figure is $6 trillion. It's not $700 billion. Actually, it happens in another major bank in United Kingdom. They are using the same tactics. £150 billion of the taxpayers in United Kingdom to bail out the one of the major banks in UK too, and also they're doing too in United Kingdom and some other part of Europe. Other banks doing the same thing too.
Okay.
So, but the question mark is, as you say, maybe it's good, maybe it's not. But yeah. We can't take the chance. It's like gambling. You may win $1 million with just three quarters at the casino.
Yeah.
Or you may keep playing, and you lose $700 billion.
Exactly.
So it goes to both sides.
Yeah.
So right now the...
Mo, okay. Well, okay.
Hello.
He said enough. Okay.
I totally spaced out.
I know. I gotta tell Mo to be a little more entertaining. You know, this is like boring shit. But he does make some points, and
no,
I have to admire him for like spending so much time like looking for all kinds of like you know, secret stuff and all these things, you know, all these conspiracies and shit.
I have a friend that does the same thing. When I met him, I actually met him, I don't know, probably when I first came to California, and I was like walking in Santa Monica, and I had my lizard on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was actually really, really, really hot, and he had a really cute girl with him too. And so they came up to me, and they're like, oh my God, that's the coolest thing ever. You've got to be the coolest chick ever, because you have the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thank you. And so I became friends with them. You know, we exchanged numbers right off the bat. And then I started going to hang out with them at his apartment. And, you know, we would just, like, get high all the time and, like, drink and just have a good time and just chat and listen to music. And then all of a sudden, one day, like, he started turning weird, like, with these conspiracy theories. And he started telling me, he's like, look up in the clouds and the cloud seeding and, you know, oh, and they give you the vaccinations and then they seed the clouds because that way when you drink the water and blah, 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 then you're going to, like, get all these different things and then they're going to weed out the population.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, huh? Like, can't we just get high again and listen to music? Wait, what's going on? Where'd my friend go?
And, some people get into really weird conversations when they're high.
He's gotten to the point where he's now taken all of his money out of the stock market, which I guess is a good thing. He did this probably like 6 months ago. So that was probably smart. And he turned it all into gold.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? This is really creepy. He actually, like, told me that this was going to happen probably like six, seven months ago.
Yeah, but so did everybody else. No.
Well, he actually, like, went out and, like, put all of his money into gold.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and the gold has really gone up. Well, let's see what this caller has to say. Good morning. You're on the air.
Sam, it's Mo again.
Hi, Mo. You sound totally different now.
Yes.
I'm sorry for not being more entertaining. Oh, my baby. Oh, my honey. Oh, my southern gal. How's that?
That's much better, Mo.
It's not Mo.
Is that better?
Yeah. It's not Mo. Who is
Sam,
it?
Sam, it's Jeff Rector.
Oh, Jeff, how you doing?
You know, how you doing?
Okay, Jeff Rector is a host that we have Sundays at 4 with Out There.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
And he does a show.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, in fact, you went to the party. You went to the party.
You guys are a great team, I have to tell you.
What'd you say, Jeff?
You guys are a great team, I have to tell you.
Oh, why, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, man. How
you throw a good party.
Yeah. Yeah, we like your parties, Jeff.
There's more to come.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff is the king of parties. Everywhere he lives, he throws parties. And
I was a little disappointed.
Have some fun, otherwise it's just work.
Jeff, I was a little disappointed that no one fell in your pool.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
That was going to be the highlight of my night. I kept waiting for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Who's it going to be?
You'll have to accidentally bump somebody next time.
I'll try that.
Yeah. Now, Jeff, I need to ask you. You used to bring very hot chicks on your show, and it's kind of been declining. What has happened? Did you run out of your supply there? Because I know you know a lot.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I've been slacking, and I apologize. I will...
Yeah, please.
I will certainly work on that per your request.
Yes, we need to feast our eyes
actually,
some more.
The truth is we're running into a shortage of hot chicks in this country, and I think it's the economy and everything that's going on. But I will try to turn that tragedy around. And
thank you.
Well, let me see if I can make some time in my schedule on Sunday. I might be a little bit busy, but...
But we'll
that'd be great. Yeah, we need more hotties.
Yeah, definitely.
And I see that Candace Keita is going to be on the show. One of my past guests.
Yes,
is now having her own show. That's terrific.
Yes, that's Candace Keita, and she was on Jeff's show. Now, wasn't
she the you a permanent hottie?
Yes, there you go.
Ooh, thank you. No.
Now I don't remember much from her appearance, but was she the one on Power Rangers?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one, right? Do you remember the series Power Rangers?
Yes. Wait, the cartoon or the movie?
That was the lead bad girl on villain on, it was Masked Rider, which was the spinoff of Power Rangers.
I see, okay. No,
oh,
it
cool.
was live action. It wasn't cartoonish or anything, yeah. So she was one of them, huh? Yeah, my kids used to love Power Rangers when they were young. And yeah, but she's got quite a body of work, no pun intended there. But you know, she's done pretty well for herself. So yeah, that's Candace.
And the new show sounds very exciting. It's how women can protect themselves in this
like safety.
It's crazy world of ours.
Yeah, wow, she's got a whole show on that?
Yeah, because she wrote a book, you know, about safety for women and things like that, you know. So
cool.
Yeah, so her show is going to be called Hottie Help.
Hottie Help.
Yeah, and it's going to be on Sundays at 2 o'clock, and she'll be starting probably next week. So that's awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah, so Jeff always introduces us to interesting people and stuff, so that's cool. We love having Jeff on the show. He's been with us.
I'm going to bring in more.
Yeah,
more good hosts for you too. So
yeah, awesome, awesome. And we're
just wanted to say hey and don't get me started on our economy.
Okay, I won't. What did
but,
you? Well, why don't you put your 2 cents in?
Well, that's all we've got left for our economy.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
I've got 2 cents in my bank, and now you want that. So, you know, everybody's got their hand out.
That's true.
No,
that's
I'm kidding.
True. But, you know what? We've been through times like this before. We'll reemerge, you know. It's just, you know, it's economic cycles. You know, what are you going to do? I mean, we can sit here and blame everybody, but the question is, how do we get out of this now? You know.
Well, my concern
stop driving your car and ride a bike.
You know, when we're all old enough down the line to collect Social Security and all these programs we've paid into.
At least you get to collect Social Security.
Because that's where the government is taking the money. And
yeah.
they can't just pull it out of a hat and go, we're going to bail them out $700. Where's that money coming from? It's coming from us. It's coming from government programs or programs that are getting cut like you know, education, and it's everyone's, well, you know, we'll bail ourselves out, but it's really they're making us bail them out, and it's horrible.
Yeah, well, we're all in this boat together, so we somehow have to do this. I mean, I'm not saying
So you don't think that the government's doing the right thing by bailing out?
Jeff?
Well, if the financial, you know, corporations collapse, then we're all screwed. But the money is coming from us. It's not really coming from, you know, the government helping themselves out. It's they basically blew all this money, and we're getting stuck with the price tag. They're bailing each other out, but they're not bailing the American people out. Which I guess one thing, you know, leads to another, because obviously we have to have those financial institutions as the support of the country. But
well, thank goodness we have an election elections next month, and so we don't have to be stuck with whoever's in there or may not have caused this economic downturn. But either way, I definitely wouldn't want the present president to have to lead us through something like that. You know.
Hmm.
So,
yeah.
Jeff, thanks so much for calling, man. We really appreciate it.
Great show.
Thank you very much, man.
Great talking to you guys, and we'll see you soon.
Wonderful.
Bye, Jeff.
Take care, Jeff.
All right. Bye.
Jeff Rector.
That's nice. He finally caught our show.
Yeah.
When I met him at the party, he's like, yeah, I haven't had a chance to catch it yet.
I know, yeah.
Because I was like, hi, I'm Susie. And he's like, who? Like, Sam and Susie. You know, I'm the Susie part.
Oh, really? So he didn't know who you were when he came to the party?
Not when I first introduced myself.
Really?
But then he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I heard good things about the show. I'm going to have to check it out one of these days. And then I was like, oh, yeah? Well, I haven't listened to your show either. I was like, but I will. It was kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff has been with us almost from the beginning. And I like his show. You know, they talk about movies and films. And he's into science fiction and horror movies and things like that. So he made his own vampire movie.
Really?
Yeah, and he directed and produced and co-starred in it. Let's see, what was it called?
Speaking of vampires, maybe let's get more porn stars in here.
Yes, we do, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? I've got a source, first of all, for a lot of great authors and stuff. And you know who I want to try and schedule is there's going to be a movie, I forgot the name, with Russell Crowe and Leonardo DiCaprio next month.
He looks like shit, by the way.
Really?
Oh, my God.
What, in the movie or
no,
in general?
Just in general.
Really?
Oh, he looks disgusting.
Why?
He should have married one of his two models, like either Giselle or Barr, whatever her name is, when he had the chance, when they were both wanting to get married, because he is not aging well.
Yeah.
He's out drinking and partying like a little frat boy, and then like he's getting like the fat, chubby cheeks, and he's got like the swollen red eyes, and his hairline's kind of like starting
to
recede.
But I'm sure he's not going to have a shortage of chicks.
No, trust me. Like, looking at his pictures in the magazines, he just looks nasty.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So he...
Yeah.
I don't know.
So they're going to do a movie on like, what's the word I'm looking for? Fuck it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like secret intelligence and stuff like that, you know, between countries and CIA, whatever's involved, Mossad. And
kind of like the movies that Matt Damon's in.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, but it's about, you know, secret fighting and stuff. So... I forgot the name of it, but it looks pretty good. I saw the preview, you know, and there's a lot of action and stuff. So the writer of the book is available for appearances, and I thought that might be cool because we can talk about all kinds of
things
that are going on. Yeah, yeah.
No, that would definitely be cool.
Yeah, it'd really be cool. So, and you know what? I mean, they keep sending me all these press releases, and I'm sure there's great guests there. I just don't have time to read them all. So maybe I'll send them to you, and you can schedule the shit.
Sure, would love to.
Yeah.
Now that my boyfriend's leaving town, I'm going to have a lot more free time in my hands.
There you go.
Which I'm going to be dedicating to statistics.
And, oh, how fun that is.
And biology. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Sounds awesome.
I'm going to become the most boring person ever. You're going to hate me pretty soon. You're going to wish Franz was back in town.
Well, sounds good. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take another little break and we'll be back right after this.
Hello, George Takei here. You know, the only thing more gay than me and rad are the confines the FCC plates on terrestrial radio. That's why I tune in to the internet and listen to L.A. Talk Radio. It's better than sucking cock. Oh my.
Previously on Sam and Susie in the Morning.
There's something very sensuous when a woman starts talking dirty, you know? You're not expected to in society,
it's
you know?
It's taboo.
Yeah, kind of. Give us another one. Let's hear another one. A really nasty one.
I'm not asking for love. No long language afternoons of touching and caressing. I'm asking to fuck. To take the whole of you into my ride. To tear your cock from your body with my cunt. To bathe in your cum and lick myself clean. I'm not after love. I'm asking to fuck. No soft, lovely words and feelings shared. It's better to be your whore than your lover. I want to throw you, rip away your clothes, surprise you with indecency, shove my tits in your face and beg for you to suck them. Sailors have manners compared to me. I'm not asking for love. I'm asking to fuck and be fucked.
Wow. I love it.
That was good. I'm actually turned on. You're definitely a cunning linguist, you know that?
It's Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
There's something about the way you try to look. It's getting right to me, deeper than it really should. What are you, an angel, or just looking that good? When you take your time, you are so divine. I'm not surprised, I'd like to watch you in this life. There's something about the way you look tonight. There's something about the way you look tonight. I'm feeling it.
Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
Did you see about the plane crash that happened on September 20th?
No.
With Travis Barker and DJ AM, and like four of their friends ended up dying in it?
No, I didn't hear of that.
Yeah.
When did that happen? A few days ago?
It was on September 20th.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that like a private plane or something?
I think it was a private plane, and then, I don't know, Travis Barker survived with a bunch of burns, and DJ AM also survived. DJ AM was engaged to Nicole Richie for a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, that seems pretty awful.
So they died?
No, those two survived. It doesn't say who died. I guess probably their friends, you know, that aren't really big names, passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Wow.
God, that sounds so awful.
Yeah. You know, going back to the presidential debate, I mean, I'm not going to get into the details, but apparently 46% thought that Obama won the debate, and only 34% thought McCain won the debate. And then the other 20% thought they were watching Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Have you watched that show?
No.
It's actually pretty cute.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I did catch a part of it. It was cute with all the kids sitting there at their desks
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
It's really kind of funny. Michael watches it like every night. My friend in Boston.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. But you know, you got to give credit where it's due. And it's definitely a Howard Stern invention, that game. You know, they used to do that all the time.
Really?
Yeah, it's documented. I mean, everything's been recorded, yeah. So they stole the concept from him. But you know, who cares?
What exactly was his concept? Or what game
the same thing. They also
Are you smarter
had, like,
than a fifth grader?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that name, but they would bring a child there and they would compete with someone else for prizes.
I can't imagine any parent letting a child go on Howard Stern. That just sounds so wrong on so many different levels.
I know.
Oh, man.
Well, we're not much better here. You know?
I know. I wouldn't bring a kid in here anyway. Not in a million years. Are you kidding?
There have been a couple kids here before on a similar show that I had. And, yeah, we were being respectful to the kids. I mean, you're not going to expose them to that kind of shit.
Well, actually, if I had the old kids that I used to nanny for back in Massachusetts here, I would bring them on the show in a heartbeat.
Yeah, like Fucker and them?
Fucker. Chase and Fucker. Oh, my God. Those poor kids. I love them. Actually, their mom was telling me that she might try and send out the kids to spend their spring break with me this year. Last year, I only had one. I just had Fucker.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
But this year, I might get
all
three of them.
Are you going to be able to handle something like that?
I raised these kids. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but still.
Absolutely. I'll need to rent a bigger car or something, but other than that,
yeah,
I'll have no problem at all.
Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm. I used to be the coolest nanny. Like, all the other kids would hate their nannies, and so they would like always say, oh, we're going over to Chase and Tucker's house, and so the next thing you know, I would have like 12 kids that I'm babysitting. I'm like, when the fuck did you guys multiply?
Yeah.
They're like, our babysitter sucks. We want to come play with you. They're like, we could do a wet t-shirt contest on you, and they turn the hose on me and spray me down on my white wife beater.
Wow.
I swear the mom, like, just, she was funny, too. She was always like, I need you to come down to my office one of these days, Susie, and just, you know, just come in one of your little outfits that you wear. You know, I just have to show my coworkers you. I was like, you have to show me to your coworkers. Yeah. What about introduce me?
Yeah.
You have to come in and, like, show me off in my little outfits that I wear. Because I would always come in, like, skimpy skirts and, like, a, you know, the t-shirt, no bra thing.
Uh-huh.
And she was always just kind of amazed at my whole package. Which, speaking of which, was kind of funny. Another thing, when I went to interview with my main family that I nanny for now, I was living at the time in Venice, but not in the house I'm in now. I was living with three other roommates. We were all just renting a room. And two of them were guys, and one of them was a girl. And so I had my similar outfit on, you know, short skirt and a white wife beater with no bra. And I was like, all right, guys, I'm going to my interview. And everyone in the house was like, whoa, 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 stop. I was like, what do you mean stop? They're like, you can't go to an interview. The father works from home, right? And I was like, yeah. They're like, the mother's not home a lot, right? And I was like, yeah. And you're going to go into the house like that? I was like, yeah, what's wrong with the outfit? They're just like, Susie, no. They've actually, even the boy roommates forced me to turn around and go change. They're like, you will not get the job.
Really?
But it turns out it didn't matter what I looked like anyway, or if I covered myself up, because I went and threw a blazer over the outfit, thinking that made me look a little bit more professional. But then I forgot the blazer in the car anyway. And the house is like air conditioned to like negative like 50 degrees. So it was like nipples, bing, just sticking straight out as soon as I walk in. And I got the job instantly.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So
you leave a lot of carcasses in your wake, let me tell you.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so now in California, there's a bill being passed around that would make it illegal to drive with a dog sitting on your lap.
Ooh.
Yeah, so they want to make that illegal, and Arnold vetoed that bill. In other words, he's saying it's okay for your dog to be on your lap as long as he doesn't use a cell phone, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was actually just looking at this online, and P. Diddy, after his mom died last year, he's trying to get a vote or a bill passed by Arnold, too, but Arnold vetoed it as well. And that's because her mom died, or his mom died after liposuction and a breast reduction.
Oh, really?
Because she had all kinds of like cardiac problems going on, and basically what he wanted his bill to say or promote was saying that no one can get plastic surgery unless they've had like a full, you know, physical and checkup to make sure you are okay and in good health.
Well, that's a good idea.
It's a great idea, and Arnold fucking vetoed it.
Yeah.
Isn't that bullshit?
Yeah. Well, usually we don't hear the other side, but we have to find out why he did. I'm sure he's got a good reason. Not that I would agree with it, but I'm sure he's got some reasons.
He says the bill does not meet the standard and I cannot sign it at this time.
Doesn't
but
but
basically, it
what?
Also it also says the governor has until midnight on Tuesday to sign or veto all of the almost 900 bills sent to him, and if he doesn't act on them, then all those bills become law.
Mm.
So, but that dog one—that's ridiculous. I mean, when I had my Chihuahua, every time I had her in the car, she had anxiety and she had to be with me at all times.
Really,
she had to sit on my lap.
Right, but it is distracting.
It's very distracting. Yeah. It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that law—that's ridiculous. He totally should have signed that.
I know. But maybe he likes dogs. But yeah, it's, you know, I mean, these stupid things, you know, I mean, it's a stupid thing, you know. But, I mean, how can, you know, why would you vote against a bill like this? I mean, it's only meant to help and to make the roads safer, you know. So I wonder what his fucking reasoning is.
I wanted to ask you something else. So I know you're not allowed to talk on your cell phone while you're driving, but what about texting? Is texting while you're driving illegal?
They just passed that law also.
Did they?
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to text anymore?
No. Just think about it. Texting is worse.
It's way worse.
Oh, yeah.
Way worse.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I don't do it, because I do it every day, but...
Yeah. I just think you should not be caught with a phone in your hand, period, you know? I mean, sometimes I will, like, take my iPhone and I want to, like, write a note or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't forget. And it's dangerous. It's fucking dangerous
Okay,
shit,
but what about your iPod, too? That, too.
Yeah.
I mean, all of my distractions in my car... My car is the way it's set up. I have the iPod thing built into the car.
Right.
So I just plug it in, and then I can scroll through the radio to change the songs. But if I want to change the playlist or if I want to put on a different artist, I can't actually hold the iPod in my hand and scroll through if it's plugged in. I have to unplug it, which means I've got to reach into the passenger side, like under under my glove box to find the iPod while I'm trying to look up at the road and make sure I'm still driving. So, you know, the iPod in general should be, I don't know, I think these things should be in the trunk so that they're forced to be hands-off.
Yeah. But and also they should reinforce this shit. I haven't heard of anybody got arrested for, or they wouldn't get arrested, but ticketed for talking on the phone.
Oh, you know? I see people get pulled over for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I see people talking on the phone all the time, and you know,
I drop my phone as soon as I see a cop because that's going to be like a $500 ticket.
Oh yeah,
they're going to be ridiculous.
Why don't you get yourself like an earpiece? You know, like
okay. First, I have two Bluetooth things, and both of them I got so long ago, I don't know what the passwords are. And so the other day alone, I was trying to figure out with my phone how to set it up. And so I'm driving along, but I have to scroll through the phone to set up the Bluetooth thing. Then I've got the Bluetooth in my other hand. I'm driving with my knee, trying to figure out how to hold the button down and doing this while driving, trying to set up the goddamn Bluetooth so I can talk on the phone without using my hands. And so it ends up being like way more dangerous in the long run for me.
Yeah.
If I had just pushed send and talked to the phone, I would have been fine.
Yeah.
Actually,
you got to stop it, Susan.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
We need you in one piece.
Thank you. So tell me what you think I should do with this situation. So yesterday was the Venice Street Festival. It's on Abbot Kinney. So they block off the entire street, and they have like this huge street fair. And my apartment is like right there. So my street was basically blocked off, and there was no parking within a 10-mile radius. So.
Oh, no. I know what's coming. Go ahead.
There was this one parking spot that was just like 2 inches too small. Like an inch in the back and an inch in the front. And the fucking people that had parked on the front and in the back, both of them had like 3 feet on either side that they could have just moved up a little bit and they would have made the spot perfect for someone else.
Yeah.
So I was so pissed off and I was so frustrated at the damn street fair because you know how I get around like a million people like this. I'm like all these people walking around with like nothing to do, looking with their head in the air and they're like, oh, eating their cotton candy and like licking their corn on the cob. So I was just annoyed. So I decide I'm going to park with Braille. Like, you know, I say it's Braille parking.
Yeah, Braille parking.
So I bump the car in the back out. And they're both Jeeps, okay?
Right.
So they've got the rubber bumpers on them. My car was the only one that got fucked up. I wedged my car into this space.
Yeah.
Only halfway in because I couldn't get it any further in. I actually had this one guy, he pulled up next to me. He rolled down his window as I'm doing this. I'm like, forward, reverse. And he's like, wow. And then he pulled ahead, and then he put his car in reverse again, and he came back, and he's like, I just got to watch. I got to watch. I got to see you do this. He's like, that is fucked up. And I was like, thank you very much. But so I finally was just like, I'm just going to leave my car here. And so then I went back, and I told Franz and his dad, I'm like, I just did kind of the meanest, like, parking, biggest asshole parking job ever. I mean, ever.
Yeah.
And Franz is like, oh, Susie, what did you do? And I was like, will you go look at my car and make sure it's not towed? He wanted to go look at it. He's like, towed? He's like, you couldn't tow it in a million years. No one can get it fucking out of there.
Yeah.
I was like, well, is there a ticket? And he's like, you can't really get a ticket for being an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But the person, one of the people actually left me a note. And both of the cars, I think they refused to move purposely because they didn't think I'd be able to get out unless I gave them like my insurance information. Because the one guy actually left a note saying, he's like, I wrote down your VIN number and I wrote down your license plate number. You damaged my car. So please email me your insurance information or leave me a note on my car.
Yeah.
And they both refused to move their cars.
Really?
Like 8 hours went by and I couldn't leave because I was still jammed in there. Oh, God.
Wow.
Is that awful?
I suppose for you.
See,
I don't care about the other people, but you couldn't get out.
Well, now here's my question. Like, what do I do? Like, Franz's dad was like, oh, you didn't do anything wrong. You parked and then they jammed you in and you were just trying to get out. And that's how the whole thing happened.
But wait a minute. Did something happen to those cars?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think, I don't know, maybe like a little bit of
rub. Just take the fifth on this one in case they're listening.
Well, they don't know. They don't know about this. They can't prove that it's me. But, you know, seriously, like, what can they do with my VIN number and my license plate number?
Nothing.
There's no police report filed or anything.
No, it's bullshit.
So should I call and give him my information?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, you're just going to get yourself in trouble. For what?
For being an asshole. I'm not a nice person.
Get that out of your mind. Okay, it was just fucking parking, for crying out loud.
You should have seen what I did to get into this spot. I mean, it was pretty bad.
Yeah?
Yeah. I haven't done that in years since New York City. Even Franz was embarrassed. He's like, will you come pick me up at the house? He's like, I don't want to be anywhere near you and you have to get out of that spot. So, all right. So you say I shouldn't do anything? I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah. Let him find you. I mean, what the fuck, you know?
I just don't need any more trouble with the law.
That's true.
I've had enough.
Yeah.
And over something so stupid as parking. I mean, seriously, people.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, there's not much you can do. I mean, I remember when I, this must have been like 25 years ago, I lived in Vegas, and somebody hit me at an intersection. He ran the stop sign and hit me and just got away. So I
hit you from behind?
Yeah.
And then he went around?
No, not around, like sideways from behind, kind of.
Oh.
You know? So I think I got his license plate or part of it, but I remember the type of car it was. And I went to the DMV, I don't remember if they gave me the information or not. But I can't imagine that today they would give you that information because that's privacy, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can just pick out any license plate number and tell them they hit you, you know?
But it's also like a hit and run kind of thing.
It is a hit and run. It was exactly a hit and run.
Well, could mine
but
be considered a hit and
do?
Run?
No. First, it's not a moving violation. It's a parking violation, isn't it? I don't know.
I don't know either. It's all gray area.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well.
No, what you did was not illegal. You parked your fucking car. Right? Is that what you did, mostly?
But I hit two cars in the process of it. See, that's where the problem is.
Yeah.
But so anyway, Franz's dad is telling me that I should say that I was in the spot first, and the two cars parked super close to me, and I had no choice but to hit them to get out.
Yeah, there you go.
So I guess we could spin the story either way.
Yeah. But you know that, like, in Europe and stuff, they have very small cars and not a lot of parking. So, like, for example, let's say your meter runs out. How are they going to tow you, right, if they can't get in front of your car? So they have these forklifts that can pull the car sideways and pull it out of its parking next to the curb.
Wait, they have something that does that?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. And they pull the car right out.
Oh,
you know?
No.
Yeah. So they could have helped you out because you wouldn't have had to move forward and backward. They just lift it up and pull it.
Oh, God. I could use a device like that.
Yeah.
The worst parking thing that ever probably happened to me, I had a stolen pass that I stole when I was living in Colorado. And basically, I had my Jetta at the time. And so I was parking in this parking garage at the top of the mountain. And it cost like $20,000 a year to get like a parking pass to park in there because
what?
It was heated and it was really nice. And everyone, all the other poor schmucks had to park at the bottom of the hill where their car would get 10 feet of snow and then they'd have to wait for the shuttle and take the shuttle up to the top. So I would drive in to this garage under the gate the wrong way. And slowly, like, the gate would scrape over the top of my car and then I would be in.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'd go skiing and I'd come back and, like, my car would be warm and toasty and, you know, it was wonderful. But so one day, my friend actually, she saw a Jeep go in there. And the Jeeps have, like, the Velcro that you can, like, undo.
Right.
And so she stole me the parking pass that the Jeep guy had.
Really?
So now I didn't have to go in the wrong way and, like, have it scrape over my car. So now I had my pass. So for, I don't know, for a couple of months, like, I did that until somehow I got caught. I don't know how, but I came back from, like, a wonderful day of skiing, and there was a boot on my car.
Wow.
In the nice heated garage.
Yeah.
But it so happened that my dad and my sister were in town that week, and they had been skiing with me all day, and then we were supposed to go up, I don't know, to some other mountain pretty far away for the rest of the week and go skiing there. And so I really needed my car. But so I call the boot people, and they're like, $50 to get the boot off. And I'm like, $50? I'm like, I don't have $50. And so I went down to their actual location. And so, you know, I made myself look all cute and I walked in there and I was like, you guys, I really need this boot taken off. And they're like, ma'am, you know, we need $50. Or I was like, we've got to be able to make some kind of deal here. They're like, all right, give us your ski pass because we were supposed to get a ton of snow that week. And I was like, okay. So I give them my ski pass. And they're like, we're going to keep this until you come up with the $50, but we'll take the boot off right now. I'm like, thank you, thank you, thank you. So I take the boot off, and I go up to, you know, whichever other mountain I was going to with my dad, and he pays for my skiing for the whole week. And then I go back to the people, and I was like, can I please get my ski pass back? It's been a week, and I haven't done any skiing, and I've learned my lesson. I've missed all the great powder days. And they look at each other, and they're like, okay, you did learn your lesson not having been able to ski all week. All right, here you go. So they could be my freaking ski pass back. Meanwhile, I was like up in Aspen, like skiing away the whole week.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was so bad. I've done some shady things like parking.
The shit that you pull sometimes, I can't believe it.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
Everyone always wondered what happened to the top of that car. They're like, what happened to the top? How does someone damage the top of a car? And I'm like, well.
Riding under the gate.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Funny.
I know. I take it you've never done anything like that.
No.
Why not?
I don't know. What? Why not? Because I care about my car, maybe? I don't want it scratched?
It's only the way it looks, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Excuse me.
As long as it runs fine, who cares?
Are you kidding? If I see a scratch on the paint, I can't sleep at night.
Are you kidding me? Why?
Because I care about my car.
Why?
I like things to stay new. I don't know what it is about me.
Cars never stay new, though. They always stay instantly old as soon as you get one.
No. They can look pretty new.
Yeah. My car's just going right downhill again.
I'm telling you, you can look at my car. It's almost 2 years old, and you'd think it's new. You'd think it's brand new.
Really?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's that clean. At any rate, what about movies? You haven't gone to the movies, huh?
No.
I haven't either. But there's some great movies. The first one, this weekend box office, a movie called Eagle Eye, made 29.2.
Wow.
I don't know what that's about.
I haven't even heard anything about it.
It sounds kind of, I don't know, science fiction or something, or scary or whatever, because they had trailers on the radio.
Okay.
So It sounded pretty cool. And then, so that one made almost $30 million. And then Nights in Rodant, I guess, with Richard Gere and Diane Lane.
That one, I see the stupid billboards for that everywhere, and it always annoys me.
Yeah? You don't like movies like that, like chick flicks and stuff?
No, I do, but I don't know, just that stupid cliche of, like, Richard Gere and, like, holding that woman's face and, like, you know, her hair's all windblown. Yeah. I just kind of want to slap them both.
Yeah, but they were good together in that movie Unfaithful. I don't know if you've seen that.
I like that movie. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, so they were pretty good, but that wasn't so much a romantic movie as I think this one is.
I just like the cheating aspect in that one.
Yeah.
And, like, she gets caught.
You liked
and,
it. Yeah.
And no, when she's sleeping with the guy in the bathroom while she's, like, having lunch with her friend.
Yeah.
Slammed up against the bathroom stall. Oh, man, that was great.
But I'm glad she got it back. She had it coming.
She looked great in that movie, too.
No, she did.
When she cleaned
herself
up. But,
I mean, the character, yeah. I mean, the character really deserved to be caught. So that one only made $13 million. Then Lakeview Terrace with Samuel L. Jackson. I don't know what that's about, but it sounds like a place around L.A., right?
I know.
Lakeview Terrace. I think it's a place here. Number four. I mean, we're so, like, ignorant on the fucking movies, everybody's probably laughing at us.
Like, so you said Jeff Richter always, or Rector always talks about them?
Yeah. Number four is Fireproof.
Why don't we leave the movies to him?
Yeah, okay.
We suck.
And Burn After Reading. But that Righteous Kill, man, with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro... totally tanked.
Really?
Fucking totally tanked, yeah.
You would never expect those two to have anything that would tank.
No, not at all. In fact, if for those who didn't listen to Jeff's show yesterday, he had a guy calling in as Robert De Niro, and this guy sounded just like him.
Really?
Yeah. It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was cool, you know. Anyway, we all know that Paul Newman died over the weekend.
I just read about that in our news here.
You see, he's even before my time, but we know Paul Newman, right?
I know.
I mean, he's an icon.
That's so sad.
How old was he?
83.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But apparently he was with his family and his friends. He's doing so much, he did so much good stuff, like with the lemonade and, you know, Newman's Own Lemonade. He gives all, like 100% of those proceeds go to charity.
Oh, really? I didn't know about the lemonade.
The lemonade and the salad dressings.
The salad dressing I know about. And in fact, he said, I overheard somewhere where he said once that it's pathetic that he makes more money from his sauce than he ever did from his movie.
Yeah, I know. Isn't
so
that funny?
Yeah.
Aww.
You know, so so everybody's talking highly about him. Robert Redford, of course, and all of this. So that's Paul Newman, another one gone. Everybody goes, Susie. That's one thing I feel good about, to know that nobody comes out of this
alive. You feel good about that?
Yeah, because if I'm not staying around, then neither should they, you know?
It freaks me out. Death really freaks me out. Yesterday we were talking about, you know, being beheaded in Afghanistan and, you know, how they're kidnapping a lot of people now over there.
Yeah.
And just... I don't know. Franz was saying they're starting to be beheaded, and I just can't imagine, like, laying there, like, you know, awake or conscious and, like, having something come towards your head and kill you.
Yeah.
Like, what an awful fucking way to go.
I know.
Ugh, how miserable. And how all the other countries are, like, you know, they're paying the ransoms to get their people back, but the United States won't.
No, because you can't, because then they realize that it works, that the terror works, you see. So you can't negotiate with terrorists.
Mm.
And, Israel has had to deal with that long before the United States.
I don't know how I really feel about that.
I mean, what are you going to do? The thing is...
If I had the money, like, I would pay to, like, get my loved one back.
Yeah, but then they would do it
back.
Again, right? Then they would do it again.
Well, then you take, you know...
So you would never win. It just encourages them to do it more because they realize there's no bad consequences to this, you know? I mean, they get the money they wanted and, you know? So so that's why countries have that policy, you know, that...
Well, why do the other countries, like France and everyone, they actually pay the ransom?
Because the French are fucking assholes, that's why.
Tell me how you really feel.
Yeah. I feel that the French are big assholes. And on that note, we should start wrapping up. What about your test? Do you have a test today?
No, but I am going to go ride my bike home and then head straight to school and get some studying done.
Wow.
Yeah. Class till 10 and then go straight to bring the Franz and his dad to the airport.
To the airport tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'll be crying tomorrow all day.
Yeah. Well, get stooped one more time before you take it.
I already did this morning.
Yeah, you did?
It's the last time.
Well, you'll want one time more, no?
No, no more.
No more?
He's working all day today.
Oh, rats.
I know. Fresh out of luck now.
Well, stock up on your porno. and get yourself a long-lasting, heavy-duty vibrator, and you'll be fine.
I know. I've got to... That'll be tomorrow's mission. First and foremost.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to put my bike shoes and my helmet on and head out.
Yeah, I love those, but I got to tell everybody about your socks, because I love them.
Leave my socks alone.
I never look at people's feet or shoes or anything, but your socks just kind of like stuck out. You have a cat there. Cats on your socks.
I have other ones that are like this that say bad pussy.
Really?
Yes. Maybe okay. I'll wear those for you tomorrow.
All right, but like I've said before, there's no such thing.
There's a bad pussy.
Yeah. Pussy's always good. And on that note, thank you all for joining us, and we'll be back right here tomorrow. Please stay tuned for Alan Cardoza with Answers for the Family. He's got a great guest today. I love that show. And if you've got teenagers, you definitely want to listen. So until tomorrow, take care. Bye, Susie.
Bye, Sam and Sam.
See you tomorrow.